Our first speaker tonight is one of the finest chefs in the world, the author and restaurateur Raymond Blanc. As one of the first people who signed up to the Seafood Sea Life initiative, I'd like you all to give a specially warm welcome to Raymond. Thank you.
Well, it's safe to say that we can actually acknowledge the incredible consumerism, the voracious consumerism that we have experienced these last 15 years, where no ethics were respected, no care, no knowledge was necessary, and we just consume our way through everything. The next thing I'm going to wonder is how I'm going to do next my bouillabaisse, with what? Okay, that's a big problem for me. Maybe I will end up doing a fish cake with plankton and algae. But obviously, we know we have lots of resources, and initiatives like this one are so, so important to bring that awareness to an otherwise a consumer which is not that well aware and has been manipulated for these last 60 or 70 years into blissful ignorance and irresponsibility. I think now the consumer is really going to truly understand new words, new behavior. And the behavior and the new words are environmental issues, health, society. What kind of landscape are we going to create tomorrow, whether it is our villages or indeed into the sea? So I think now there's an exciting moment, a maelstrom of change, where even supermarkets and large retailers, processors, etc. are going to behave responsibly. And on the top of that, at last, we have now going to have some governments, and I can see it now in France with Mr. Sarkozy, who's taking environment and ecology, okay, and a good issue, very, very importantly, at the top of his agenda. So it's really exciting in so much we're going to see soon government, and hopefully they'll start working together to create an international code of behavior so we stop plundering our sea and we start behaving in a more responsible way to create, indeed, tomorrow, a legacy that we can give to our kids, which will not be shamed by something of plentiful, of colorful, so it can color our life and the joy around the table. I would like also to acknowledge that chefs has also been extremely irresponsible as well. That often gastronomy, we should connect with everything, seasonality, ethical values, provenance, purity, nobility. We have lost our way too. And I know many, many of my colleagues now are reconnecting with those real values, which create one kind of society, what kind of society we're creating tomorrow, and what kind of food chain we're creating tomorrow, and of course, what kind of gastronomy we're creating tomorrow, and hopefully a bouillabaisse is the right fish. Thank you all. Merci.